Leia, and the Christmas tree is up, and the holiday tunes are blaring here in Beijing, China, where I live and work as an international school teacher. Since we're currently in a kind of lockdown here and we can't leave the capital, I have decided to make this holiday a very homey and happiness-filled time, where I focus on my family of two teenage gals and a sweetheart of 30 years, and all that we have to be grateful for together.
Hi, I'm Edie, and over here in Wisconsin, we started celebrating Christmas the day after Thanksgiving, Leia. And yeah. I am so happy to be reunited with all of my Christmas mugs.
I see one right now.
Yep. I have a new subset of Christmas mugs, Leia, and can you guess what it is?
Well, I love those red cardinals, Edie.
Yeah.
They remind me of my mama. Love them.
Well, that's not my new category of Christmas mugs. Cardinals is not. My new category is Christmas cat mugs, and it is so good. It's so good, Leah. I want to be the first to wish you a meowy Catsmas.
Meowy Catsmas.
So I can hardly sleep because I am so excited to wake up and start drinking out of my Catsmas mugs, Leia. I am also a Wisconsin mom of three. I'm a middle school reading specialist and a greeting card designer.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Writing down the bones card deck and holiday earrings.
Uh-huh. We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Holiday favorites.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Yeah, so what do you have?
I have an excellent gift idea for all the writers in your life. So, as we've talked about on the pod before, you and I are both devoted fans of Natalie Goldberg, who wrote Writing Down the Bones and Wild Minds. She's written many other books, but those are beloved, beloved titles.
Yes.
Well, Natalie now has a deck of cards to help free the writer within, Leia.
Okay.
Yes, it's a deck of 60 cards, and she does not like to call her cards prompts. That gets her very cross. Rather, she calls them topics.
Okay.
Because you can write on topics for a lifetime, and a prompt is like a one and done type of thing.
Oh, okay. I get that.
So here are some examples of like what you might find on one of Natalie Goldberg's cards. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one, what brought you to this page? What do you want to write? Go, tell me. What do you think of that, Leia? Isn't that good?
Yeah. Of course, I didn't get brought to that. Well, I got brought to that page by you. So I think of you. I'm going to write about you, Edie.
Yes. Yeah. What do you want to write? So, in my opinion, Natalie didn't need to have 60 cards, Leia. She could have stopped with this one. What brought you to this page? hammer this in. So anyway, let's hear another one, Leia, because that first one was so good.
Okay.
This next card that I pulled from the deck is write for 10 minutes telling me something you are good at. Oh, I love how that focuses on the positive. Leia, what would you write about if you pulled this topic?
Okay, well, something that comes to my mind is a little bit weird, but I'm really good at persuading people to do things without directly saying anything.
Ooh,
so
creepy.
I learned about this. I know. I learned about this subliminal skill when I was a little girl because my dad always liked to eat out at restaurants, and so did I. And so, you know, at about 4:30, we'd be, you know, out in the barn or something feeding the cattle, and I'd go, "Hey, Daddy, remember that time we had the chicken chow mein and the, you know, we sprinkled the sesame seeds on top?" And that's all I'd say, right? And then a few minutes later, or like half an hour later, you go, "Okay, kids, get in the car. We're going out for Chinese food."
I love it.
So
that would be really fun to write about.
Right? I know. I think that'd be a great topic. Yeah. Yeah. What about
you? So good. Well, Leia, I am very good at following my skincare regime. I'm also very good at going to bed really early. Really good. And I'm also very good at wearing earrings every single day. Though that might be somewhat of a lie because when I go to school, I have to wear a mask. And it seems like my earrings get tangled up in the mask. So I don't always wear earrings. I'm looking forward to the days when we don't have to wear a mask so I can bring out my huge earrings.
Yes, yes. Well, speaking of earrings, Edie, that is my tip.
What?
And I know, yes. So I know this seems really goofy, and well, it totally is actually, but I like to wear my Christmas tree ornaments as earrings. So this started many years ago because some time ago, I don't know, like 20 years ago or so, IKEA came out with these Christmas tree ornaments that were straw stars. And, you know, I really like natural Christmas tree ornaments. And so I had all these stars, right? And
I know
the gaudier the better for you, but I like to go
You're
natural.
You're so tasteful, Leia.
Well, one day one of these ornaments kind of got tangled in my long blonde hair, and I glanced in the mirror. I think it was like the day we were decorating or something, and I thought, "Ooh, you look cute." And how whimsical. And then an idea was born, and I thought, well, you know, they've already got the dangly things. You can just slip them right over your earlobe, right? You don't even need to attach them to anything. And I'm already a lover of dangly earrings to begin with. And you can mix it up and do, you know, put on a different pair from your tree every day, every few days. And I have to say, Edie, I splurged on a new black velvet suit the other day, which I'll be wearing at some point over the holiday time, and a pirate blouse, a white, fluffy, you know, big blousy blouse. So I think along with those ornaments in my dangling off of my ears, I'm just going to look like a, I don't know, like a tree
myself.
You
look amazing. You look amazing. Right? You look like Prince. You look like the artist formerly known as Prince with your velvet pantsuit and your pirate blouse and your earrings. It'll be amazing.
I think so.
So, Leia, I did your tip in the 80s.
Okay, well.
And so they are the reason why my piercing holes in my earlobes are so stretched out. Because I was hanging my huge, gaudy ornaments from my ears.
Oh, no. Well, you have to pick the lighter ones.
Well, I didn't, you know, because I don't have any light straw ornaments. I had, like, big red balls hanging from my ears.
Oh, no. Okay.
The 80s. What a time.
The 80s. Gotta love them.
I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer. Campfire Chat.
I am loving today's topic, Leia. Yeah. We are going to be sharing all of our holiday favorites. We might have done this last year, but I don't remember, and I'm pretty sure everything bears repeating.
Yeah, who cares? There is always a place for another holiday favorite episode. So what are we starting with?
We are starting with our favorite cookie.
Okay.
My favorite cookie is a frosted sugar cookie because I made them with my grandma Edie and they were so good.
Yeah. They're very yummy, right? Actually, my daughters and I made those last year with the royal icing, I think. Yeah. Just wonderful. A classic, right? A true Christmas classic.
Yeah, I don't make them anymore because Grandma Edie has, you know, passed away and it's too putzy. Like, I don't want to make them anymore. So I just buy them or, you know, accept them from friends.
Well, okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk about a cookie that I don't make either, but happily accept. And this is a family favorite that my mother has, you know, learned from her mother. It's been going on for generations, and they are called pfeffernuss or peppernuts in English. And what are you laughing about?
I know. I've had too much coffee, Leia. I've had like my fourth cup. It just sounds pfeffernuss. Yeah.
Pfeffernuss.
Okay. Tell us more.
Okay. Well, they are a bear to make. I can't tell you. My dad was actually at my sister's place a couple weeks ago, and they were mixing up a batch. And it takes like an hour and a half of steady, hardcore hand mixing to get the dough in the condition that you need it to be in.
Really?
You need to be like buff to make these cookies. My mom was always strong. My friends would joke that she could pick up a tractor with her bare arms. Probably. With her bare arms. With her in her sundress. That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, it takes some serious muscle and all sorts of ingredients that are not commonly available, like baking ammonia. And what else? I don't even know because I don't make them. But they're beautiful, flavorful little nuggets that are actually, they should be like little stones. You want them, like the harder they are, the better. So you can actually let them sit for a long time and they never go bad. I suppose eventually they do. And, you know, they're yummy when they're soft too and they first come out of the oven. But they're quite delightful. After they've had some staying power and they're just, you know, they're rock-like.
Are they like biscotti?
No, nothing like biscotti. No, they're gingery. They're delightful. They're just such a classic in our family, in our German family growing up. And my mom actually, until she passed 3 years ago, she used to actually mail them to me wherever I was living in the world.
Oh.
And she would put on the in the container, she'd write dry goods, and it would be like a box full of pfeffernuss. So wonderful, yes. So we always had a taste of our childhood wherever we were in the world. So I miss not receiving them. Mm. But I would say that a close second to the pfeffernuss would be thimble cookies. Do you know thimble cookies, Edie?
I don't think I do.
Well, I learned how to make them in home ec in grade 8. Essentially, I think it's just a very basic dough recipe. And you put your thumb, some people call them thumb cookies. Right?
I was going to say, we call them thumbprint cookies.
Thumbprint cookies, that's what they are. I don't know why we call them thimble cookies. Maybe because it's unsanitary to put your thumb in them and you're meant to use a thimble.
A sanitized thimble. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
And then you fill up the middle with jam and then there's nuts around the side. And they're yummy. I really love those. They're a bit of hard work, but they're also, you know, they're a fun project with your kids. I like making them. And Edie, I do plan actually to do a lot of baking this year with my daughters because it is Charlotte's last year living with us before she goes off to university. And I just want us to make some beautiful memories together. Mm. And since we're not leaving Beijing, we're going to be baking up a storm.
Well, Leah, you pack up those cookies and mail them to me in Wisconsin because we will not be baking up a storm here.
Good luck. The China Border Patrol will stop and eat them. You're not going to get them.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's move on to our favorite holiday song or songs.
Oh, okay, here's where we differ a lot, too, I think.
So my favorite song is Oh Holy Night, and I like it to be sung by Josh Groban in my kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Him in your kitchen?
Yeah, him in my kitchen while I'm making pfeffernuss. But no, I do love how Josh Groban sings Oh Holy Night. It's just beautiful. Though, Leah, I would be remiss not to say that Daryl Hall and John Oates recorded a lovely version of Oh Holy Night that I do enjoy as well.
Okay. Yes, you would be remiss. I think this is a good time to drop a little advertisement, and we'll have to put it in the show notes and in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook for Edie's many Christmas playlists on Spotify that she made last year.
Oh, I'm adding to them, Leah. I just added some Christmas songs sung by Seal. I didn't even know that Seal sang Christmas songs. They have one of him spliced in with Frank Sinatra. And that's on my Christmas playlist. It's so good. Seal and Sinatra.
I have a problem with that.
Another one of my favorite songs, and this will be the last one I'll mention because I could like go on and on. But it's Bruce Cockburn, a Canadian. Ooh. Leia. I love him singing, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go tell it on the mount. Over the hills and everywhere. So good.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, you know that our Christmas music preferences are very diverse. I prefer the traditional carols sung by boys' choirs. I have to listen to Handel's Messiah at least twice in the holiday season, all the way through. I love Oh Come All You Faithful. Some of my other favorites are O Tannenbaum. That's my German roots. And I really do love Charlie Brown Christmas by the Vince Gilardi Trio. We were just playing that tonight, actually, while having dinner. So, yeah, that's a classic album to me, too. But I really mostly prefer the hymns and sung by boys' choirs. So, needless to say, Edie's Spotify playlist kind of blow my head off.
I did make a calming one, though, Leah.
You did. So we will post all of these. And I think that the girls and I will be able to handle some of your playlists while baking cookies this season. So
do the calming one. The calming one.
But I think the girls might like the rowdy ones, too.
Well see. Yeah. All right, Leah, let's move on to our favorite movie. And I feel like my favorite movie changes from year to year. I am very consistent in watching the 1970s musical Scrooge starring Albert Finney. I used to watch it with my high school boyfriend and we just loved it. And he was hilarious because we both hated the song that Tiny Tim sang. And that was back when, you know, you would tape it from the TV and you could stop the recording and then start it.
Right.
And he made a videotape where Tiny Tim's song was edited out. I know. Scandalous.
Kind of wrong.
Well, have you heard the song? He's like, on this beautiful Chris. You'd probably like it, actually.
Sounds like my kind of song.
It sounds like a boys' choir. But anyway, okay. I love this musical Scrooge, and I suggested to my son, Gus, that he watch it with his lady friend, and he was like, not gonna happen. So him and his friend are kicking off the holiday movie season by watching Die Hard with Bruce Willis.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, so, it does start. It is Christmassy, right? I mean, you know, parts of
I've never watched it. I've never watched it. I don't even know. I don't even know how Gus can be my child, Leia.
Okay. Well, it starts at a holiday Christmas party. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, you know, Gus and his lady friend. I hope they enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, Dawn always insists that we watch A Wonderful Life. And Edie, I have to say, I never feel like watching it. But then when we do, I'm really always glad that we have. It is the ultimate classic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what's not to love, right? I was late to the Elf party, but that's a really, really fun film, I have to say.
So good.
I love Will Ferrell. I do think that it goes on a little bit too long. It could have lost a few minutes here and there, but you know, as many comedies like that are, it's neither here nor there. And what is that movie, that classic, the one that has the lamp shaped like a lady's leg?
Oh, A Christmas Story. That's super fun too.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Yes, especially for those of us who love lamps as much as we do.
Yes, us lamp lovers, yep.
Yes, A Christmas Story. Okay, the next thing we want to talk about, are our favorite gifts to give. I'm excited to hear what you have to say here, Edie.
Well, the wind has gone out of my sails on this topic, Leia, because my favorite gifts to give, it was candles, but then you reminded me of the SNL skit, One Peach Candle, and I had to think of something else.
The same peach candle. It's
so,
given around the world. Oh,
I
dear.
Know.
Yeah. The ultimate re-gifting gift.
Well, I don't re-gift candles. I burn them immediately. So I don't know. I don't really have a go-to gift. I feel like people are anti-mug, Leia, which, you know, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe cozy, fluffy socks. So I need to, like, figure out, like, a go-to gift because I don't have one now. It used to, like I said, it used to be a peach candle, but it's not anymore.
Well, Edie, I think if you give high-end candles, it's different, like Diptyque or, you know, something like that. That's different than giving a crappy peach candle from Walmart, you know.
Well, remember how my tip was to buy those Target candles
for
$10? I still do stand by that recommendation, and I'm burning one right now, Leia. So I don't know.
Okay, well, you're a great candle burner, and some people do love it, so good on you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, well, I have lived away from Canada or the States for so long that gift giving beyond my immediate family isn't even really a thing. So, yeah, even with my family, I kind of like to give, like, homemade gift certificates with experiences or things that they can use to have experiences with. Like, Emily, for example, loves to go out for coffee on her own and study and read. So I think I'm going to get her a Starbucks gift card, which is, of course, a classic for teachers, but I'm going to give it to my 16-year-old. Right? So she can take herself out whenever she wants, or even take a friend out for a steady date and have a frappuccino or one of the special Christmas coffees. We even have those here in China. So, I like experience gifts and or things that you can, places you can go to, let's say. And, well, you know, earrings always work. And I am actually an expert at finding very cool earrings. And they are easy to send. So those are gifts that I can send in the mail here from China. Yep. Maybe they'll reach the donor. So, Okay, what about receiving gifts? What do you like to get?
Well, I love to receive gifts. And I love lots of people.
Really? People don't like to receive gifts?
Yeah. I have a friend who's he's like the worst person at receiving gifts ever. He just like complains about it and then ends up loving it. So he's really not fun to give gifts to.
Until later, when he loves it.
Until later.
After
the fact. It's like, I don't know. Okay. But I love receiving teas, and I love receiving coffee and candles and mugs. Anything that can help me cozy in for a long winter. And Leia, I have seen many teachers on Facebook saying they don't want Starbucks gift cards. And what? I'm here to say, hey, that isn't me. I love a Starbucks gift card so much. Yeah. Because it's a treat that I rarely buy myself. And I don't really understand who these freaks are who don't want a Starbucks gift card.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I will take any gift card anybody wants to give me. And, you know, the fact that you love candles and mugs and whatnot, I feel like you are perfectly set up for getting gifts from everybody, because those are really good re-gifting gifts.
So I have to say I used to re-gift and I never do anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay. I do once.
So everyone knows.
Okay. I think the only things I re-gift that are things that are actually very lovely, that are still in their original packaging, and I happen to perhaps already have one of those items already, or don't have room for it in my house, or it doesn't fit with my decor or whatever. But
yeah.
I seldom would do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I guess I like to receive pampering things. I feel like it started when I was maybe 7 or 8. I have this vivid memory. We always celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, and we would go over to my grandparents' place, who lived across the street, and open our gifts there. And I remember my hair was in ringlets, and I was wearing this red velvet dress, and remember this so vividly. And I received this long-necked pink cat that was a bubble bath receptacle. And I couldn't even. It was the best thing that I had ever gotten.
Yes.
I think that maybe that was the beginning of my love of bubble baths, even, Edie. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I also recall thinking that, oh, this cat doesn't match my red dress. Maybe this pink cat.
Did you, I know a gift that I often got when I was like 7, 8, or 9 was like a round container of powder with like a big powder puff, and you take your bath and then powder all
over.
Okay,
yes. Yeah, after you have a bath, right? I forgot about those powder puffy things. Those are fun,
right?
Oh,
I loved that. Oh.
Yes. Okay. Well, I didn't get one that year, but I also received a locket with an L, with a cursive L on it. And I really, really loved that as well. I just thought I had won the lottery that year.
Yeah, you kind of did.
So Dawn has become much better at buying me classy items. Like one year he actually got me a Coach purse, and another year like a beautiful Brie satchel beg. So he didn't used to, and you know, he doesn't always buy me expensive gifts, because actually we usually, before this current unpleasantness, we would travel at Christmas. And so that would be our Christmas money. We would buy each other a vacation to Thailand or whatever, right? But the first year that we met and we spent Christmas together, Don bought me this hoodie and a CD player. And, you know, it was a long time ago, and I didn't mean to, Edie, but I just burst into tears because it just didn't seem like, I don't know, it didn't feel like he had considered it very carefully. And I think he actually had, but he just didn't know how to buy gifts for women, even though he used to be your boyfriend. Maybe you'll concur, but let's not. Yeah.
Well, I do. I know you don't want to talk about this, Leia, but I have to say this. The first one Christmas gift he gave me is a vintage, was a vintage cookie jar of Winnie the Pooh. Ooh. And I still have it. I love it.
Wow. That's impressive. Don,
he bought it. he bought it at Old Gold on Willie Street.
Well, maybe I feel a little jealous.
My vintage cookie jar. I love it. And, you know, I have had it a lot. I was probably like 19, you know. And now I'm...
So for those of...
Yeah, Leia's like, yes. Okay, enough about the dumb cookie jar.
No, I don't have a problem with this at all. I was just going to say, for people who maybe haven't heard, Edie and I are very, very, very good friends. And yes, she used to date the man who is now my husband. And we're all good friends, and it's all good. It's very comfortable, very normal. So,
yeah.
They're like family now. Family.
He's my brother. He's like my brother, Don.
Whatever. Anyway, Don's become very good at gift giving. He gives me lovely gifts. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, and I will say this to all roosters and all chicks that are listening, that just don't buy other people clothes. You can get your kids clothes as gifts, or you can buy cozy socks, but I'd say, and maybe even a hoodie, as an aside gift, but not as the main gift to someone like you really love romantically. But I would say no other clothes. Just don't buy your loved one's clothing. Do you agree, Edie?
No.
What? Oh, really?
Well, I don't. Maybe I'm just a horrible gift giver, because, you know, about the candle thing. But I gave my dear friend Sharon a Dolly Parton t-shirt for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I used to buy my mother-in-law, like, complete outfits.
What?
For Christmas. Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know. Are you sure she liked them?
She wore them.
Well, when you were around.
She's still wearing them. I don't know. But I think it's safe. That's safe not to buy people clothes, though. I do agree with that. So maybe I'll need to stop that too.
I think so. I think people have particular tastes in what they wear. And I mean, I can't even really buy clothes for my daughters anymore either, now that they're teenagers. There is no guarantee that they'll like anything I buy for them. So unless they pick it out, then I might as well just give them the money and send them off, right? So whatever. Yeah. All right. Let's move it on. Move along.
I know. I'm feeling a little sad now, Leia. So let's move it along, talking about our favorite Christmas ornament.
Oh, okay.
So my favorite Christmas ornament is this handprint ornament that Gus made when he was 3. It's like some plaster or something, and his little sweet handprint is in the middle of it. And then what I really love about it is that there's a big bite taken out of it. Gus thought it looked like a cookie or something good to eat, and he took a bite out of it.
Oh, that's the best.
so every year we hang it on the tree and Gus puts his huge paw up to where his, you know, little handprint was. And we laugh about how, you know, he was eating his Christmas. It does look like it could have been, you know, a marshmallow cookie or something. But I'll post a picture of it on the coop because it's so cute.
Sweetness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite Christmas tree ornament is really, really tiny. And it is a Christmas angel with a harp. And it's just, it's not super special, except that, well, it is actually, it's a lovely little ceramic piece. But it came from it's the only thing that I have really from my Oma and Opa, the ones I referenced earlier, who grew up across the street from us. And they had quite a few of these little angels doing various things on their tree. And somehow I inherited just one of them. And last year, actually, I couldn't find it. And I panicked because I just felt like this was, you know, this was the one thing that I really, really loved. And I managed it. I dug it out. It was nestled away in, you know, with some other things. And I did find it. Oh, but I do have some other lovely ornaments that I love. They're little hazelnuts that have, you know, wee little hats and bodies on them. And they were made here in China, in Jiangxi, our daughter's home province. And they're super sweet. And we found them there one summer when we were hiking with our friends. And we try to go back fairly often because it's where both of our daughters come from. And they're just the cutest little, also very natural, natural little tree ornaments. They look like little, you know, little elves or something.
Have you worn them as earrings?
I haven't. I actually haven't because they're not quite dangly enough. And they're too fragile and they're too special, I think. But what was I going to say about them? Oh, they go really, really well with the IKEA straw stars that I still have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So making for a lovely natural looking tree.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, so, Leah, what do you dislike about the season that everyone else loves? What kind of question is this? But let's go with it.
Well, I have an immediate answer. As soon as you said it, I knew what it was. Okay, I am so irritated every single time I hear this song. It is, what is it? It's the John Lennon song, A Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I despise that song. And I'm not sure why, because I know it was sung, he wrote it to commemorate, I mean, more than Christmas. There's some other story behind it. I can't remember, after the Vietnam War.
Well,
what was it?
Well, it starts, so this is Christmas.
This is Christmas. Yes, bleak.
And what have we? Yeah, it's bleak. It's bleak.
Yeah, it's bleak. I don't like it. I don't think it should be in the playlist.
It's not in my playlist.
Good. Mine either. Yeah, it just doesn't fit, right? It's not joyful. Mm-hmm. And yet he sounds down. It's just, I just don't like it. So, anyway. I am also not a fan of famous current singers mixing up the Christmas classics. I just like to keep them classic. So this is, again, we're different in so many ways.
So I guess you don't like that song I have on my playlist of David Cassidy singing Frosty the Snowman in a sad tone.
David Cassidy. Oh my. Well, you know, you gotta like a Partridge Family song, but.
Well, they have a whole album, A Very Partridge Christmas, Leah.
Oh no. Of course, you know that, and you have it, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yes. Okay. Well, you tell us something you dislike.
Yes, let me tell you something I dislike. In fact, I can tell you several things. I dislike making Christmas cookies. I dislike decorating the outside of the house. And I really dislike work potlucks the day before winter holiday. And I know I'm sounding like Scrooge, and I can probably expect three ghosts to visit me tonight, Leia, but those are three things I don't care for.
Okay, I can understand that, other than the potluck, because I'm all over the potlucks. Okay,
yeah.
Well, what about the season, Edie? Let's skew towards the positive here. What about the season would you like to carry throughout the entire year?
The spirit of generosity and love. I feel much more loving and generous in the month of December. Like, I just want to wrap everyone up in a hug, whether they want it or not.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
And then give them a Starbucks gift card. Yep.
That's beautiful. I think I would like to carry on mulled wine throughout the year. I just love the stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet warm wine. What's not to love? It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Last week, we talked about building our teams. And Leia, how is your health team going?
I'm still searching for a masseuse, but I am feeling strong. I've been exercising more, and I'm feeling happy that Shelley, my acupuncturist, and I are now part of a two-woman writing group. So it's going well. How is your beauty team shaping up, Edie?
I feel like my beauty team might be complete for now. But, you know, it takes a village, and we're making it all happen. Beauty and health, right, Leia?
Indeed, absolutely.
So, this week, the Chit Chat Challenge is to share your holiday favorites. Post a picture of your favorite ornament, share a beloved recipe, or I would really like to see people drinking out of their favorite holiday mug, Leia.
I bet you would. Or post a picture wearing your velvet pantsuit while sipping mulled wine. That's going to be me.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. I can't wait. But anyway, that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes, it is. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And if you haven't already, make sure you join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app if you have not already, and share us with your friends. That could be a gift, better than a peach candle. Yeah. You could send a link to your favorite episode, like this one, Holiday Favorites.
People would love it. What's not to love? That'd be so great. So gifting friends with the podcast. That's a good idea. It's free, and you know they're going to have fun listening to us, right?
Thanks as always to Charlotte and Leia for editing the show, even as Charlotte is slogging through exams and grade 12 intensity. You're the best, Charlotte. Keep editing.
Yes, she sure is. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Cluck, cluck.